Learning yesterday some of the discussions about the complications of Achrayas on this one, Achrayas on that one. We decided we'll just put that aside a little bit for the moment and focus on another aspect of this, which is found in the Chavos Das, Kuf Samach Zayin, Siv Katan Gimel. Kuf Samach Zayin, Siv Katan Gimel. Start right over there. We're both technical problems. Rama said famously, "Who had din ipcha? Shemava lo tchila letzorach halove v'achakach yas letzorach hamava v'nos los charamala." This is what the Vilna Gaon actually agreed to. Frek the chavez az gimel koshali the mavu b'choshem mishmitzim kufayin rav sif aleph mi sheil v'lo ma'achakach yeh biyochel lematzis chah the chayav b'achrayis mavu tchila after my hachash yisna mitchila kach. Belongs to the kabel. How in heaven's name did it suddenly become a pikadon? Rebbeinu Shalom. How did it happen? You need a kinyan. That belongs to me. I'm the borrower. And all of a sudden we say on Yud Zayin Av, it'll suddenly convert from being mine to being yours. How, it's yours, I'm watching it as a pikadon. How did it happen? Imlo, shepiro. Okay. I pay her the money. I think it was driving at is that piro nechov ain't tzarach kinyan. So I'll repay it. And then it's yours, I'm watching it for you. Oh, shemezakeo ayadei acher. Which means I find a third friend. So you pick this up on behalf of the nosi. Oh, Shekone b'shvilo, I buy schora on your behalf. Tavik is chia de acher. Ta mocher zocher b'mos b'shvilo u'makneilo. If I go to a store and I buy something for you, so when the storekeeper gives it to me, he's giving it for you. Is that keep your own match? Okay, so something has to happen. You can't just wave your hand and assume automatically that which belongs to the Mekabel suddenly belongs to the Nosen. How did it happen? So if you didn't do these things, so what's going to do? But Tzarech Lomar, if you didn't do these things, the Marish and Espashu Ba'ofen Chalukas Arevach Shiyuchla Kamosh Kasav to this cotton base. Oh boy. Chavazaz at the end of base had a Chidish Nifla. But although we keep talking about Pikad Machach Milvah, don't take it literally. It's really at the end of the day, it's what the Chazal said. Samiskas is Chatzi Chatzi. Just the way they divide the profits and losses, they make a different deal. But it's ultimately Chatzi Chatzi. Okay, if that's correct, then that solves this problem as well. Okay, fine. It solves the problem. Imre Baruch says as follows. Let's see what he says. It's like this. Shani avosh nidlotza kvahoya mol shalalova completely ulkacha mekadesh b'milva ena mekudeshes. Right? For those who didn't give anything. Ma'ashenken be'iska. Afa chetze shuhalva lo lo tzodit. No, look at Kufayin Zayin Sif Lamed. You can't buy beer with it, right? Deva v'chein shemaster shir tchila halva v'chakach iska shetzorach shi'amom v'iska shabom imenu tamed be'en ubecheskas hanosin veinasem etatl netzabonim shalom bekabas the gemara in the kuf dalit. V'shap ayuchal asat tchila sheyichla azman shekavala alva yias cholas iskal etzorach hanosin ki bechol amokam shamos hu becheskas hanosin kaimi. So what is the Yimei Baruch really answering? Wasn't a real milvah, it was an iska. It was b'shus of the nosin, the Rif said it, if you recall a while ago, during the Kinyan Chodesh, to make it a pikadon. He's saying, pshat, don't say it really means milvah v'achakach pikadon. No, it means iska v'achakach pikadon. So it means, what we had before, pikadon v'achakach iska, he says, pshat, iska v'achakach pikadon. That's what the Yimei Baruch is basically saying. You don't need a Kinyan Chodesh to make it a pikadon. All you need is the bittul of the schus of the misasek, and memel automatically, it the ownership of the original person asserts itself in its complete form. Okay, fine. I said I would start the shiur, but I almost forget what I said. Two comments on we spoke about yesterday, which is the comments of the Vilna Gaon, based on the Sefer Nesivos Shalom. Two comments. So, the Nesivos Shalom said pshat in the Gra, that the Gra requires title to Tivusa. So Meir says he doesn't think that's really correct. He doesn't think it's really correct. But open to the Gra again, because then it seems to be almost against the Gemara. I'm going to call him up on Friday again. Take a look in the Gra, Kuf Samar Zayin. We already saw yesterday. This is a few comments. Then he says, the old nearly, right, a second comment that looks like Hiramas Ribis. Right? That's what you see, those various mamakomas refer to Hiramas Ribis. So the Nesivos Shalom, there, the Masa Volochain comments, title Tivusa. You need Shvizman Kotsuv, right? Lipikoda, as opposed to reaching a certain level of price. And an iska afterwards, not pikadon v'achakach milveh, pikadon v'achakach iska. We just saw this now for a different reason. Iska v'achakach pikadon. Fine, good, fine. But what's the problem is against the Gemara of Rav Chama? Right, Rav Chama, you know, the word iska is not found over there. Right, it's a milveh at the end of the day. So I think is more correct. But the Vilna Gaon is saying that you need a schum katsuv is awesome, period. Why is it awesome? For two reasons. One, could be ribis mamish, as the first thrust. And the second is, could be awesome mishum haramas ribis. The isk is no haramas ribis. So it comes into a different, you don't need necessarily to stand with tibusa, because it pushed the Gemara is that way. That's number one. Number two, we don't pass it, this whole thing. We pass against the ground. That's the Brisuna says, if Gra is very nice, we don't follow it before we, you know, as I said, the Marami Rittenberg also knew how to learn. I, as conscious of the Terutza. So then it was pointed out that I think that Rashi may hold like the Rosh Marami Rittenberg. So I wasn't paying attention to this Rashi. I think the Siva Shal disagrees. Pshat in Rashi. That's the Rashi Samachem and Aleph. What do the words mean? Or Mavchama, Mocha Prakmatya, or Mocha Mocha Mazol. Kishar shunimka v'mokam hayokim. What does that mean? What do those words mean? So we're suggesting it means exactly what the Rosh Marami Rittenberg said. Kishar means a specific price. I try to argue back, maybe it just means whatever it'll be v'mokam hayokim. Whatever it'll be, it'll be higher or below. It's presumed that Rivendell's a higher price at Hunts Point. You never know. So I found that the Nesivos Shalom learns like me. I mean, he doesn't use the words of Rashi, Kipshuta, but it doesn't sound like it's going against Rashi. So it's a question whether Rashi is a riot to the Rosh Maram or not. I leave it up to you. What exactly those words of Rashi mean? What does it mean? Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure what it means. Fine. Those are my initial comments, just sort of wrapping up from yesterday's shiur. So far, so good. Now we start the next unit, if you will. It's called Shtar Mechoz Nog. More Samachesim and Aleph. We have to move because we're way, way off. Okay. Samachesim and Aleph. So the Gemara as follows: Lesilchus alokat trush the papanoi, as we spoke about that, has relevant to it. Rav Nachman is more kal more chomer, right? V'loch eshtar mechoz noy, v'loch echachire narshoy. Let's start. Shtar mechoz noy, what do they do? The zach filu l'ravcha akarna v'kasrile b'shtara. What do I mean? They put the entire document, includes the entire sum, the Karen and the so-called ribbis, whatever the prophet will call it, the revach, let's call it by a proper name. They put the Karen and the revach in one document. What's the problem? Hey, who says it's going to exist? You expect it to go from 100 to 120, but you know, it could be wrong. It could tank to 80, it could just stay flat at 100. What do you mean? Abba Berachi. My father and Amen did that way. Aye, what's going to happen? They'll say we didn't make 120. Okay. Fichi also the Kaman Mehemelu. They say we only made $10 profit or we made zero profit. I believe them. So why can't there be a Shtar Mechaznoi? Omri Tena, Checha de Isa le Didei, Ishocha Benofo Shtar Kamayasi Mayavi, Kishkoga Tanashat, Benoch Ashtar. This is very scary. Oh, it used to be like, very scary. Okay, but let's talk in theory. If someone, won't mention any names, if someone's going to die, then he won't be around to say, all right, you didn't make, it says 120 in the shtar. He knows going to know it's 100 to 120 with profit. What are you talking about? It's 120. He's hoping to know about this thing, right? Okay, that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. Zog Rashi. Rashi. The Zakhvi Rav Chakar, Mechoz Noi B'nei Mechuzah. The Zakhvi Rav Chakarna, Shekonim Prakmatya, Balibatim Nosa L'Tagorin L'Maksa Tzchar. The Shomen Kach V'Kach Tzchar Yeben, the Zog V'n Maksa Tzchar Yema Karen, the Kos V'n Mishtar Ploni, Chayav L'Ploni, Kach V'Kach L'Zman Ploni. Also the Kamei V'Amr Lei Lo Avei Rav Chal Mehemelu. Tenech Ligad Yichaz Adayim Yavicha, Kayam L'Zman Apiron, Shuk Chosid, U'Mam Minam, U'Mam Yomos Hayosh, and Yigul Lako. Never he died. Okay, that's the Gemara. That is the Gemara. Shulchan Aruch quotes it, Rabbo Osei, Shuman Kuf, Ayin, Zayin, Sif, Chof, Dalet. Let's open up. Kuf, Ayin, Zayin, which is now our Simon, I guess you can say, anyway, done with Kuf, Zayin, was that? Now, Rabbo Osei, till the end, our primary Simon is Kuf, Ayin, Zayin. It's exclusive, primary, okay? And I think it's safe to say going in. Of course, Kuf, Ayin, Zayin is not a short Simon. It has at least Chof, Dalet, Sif, as we know from now, right? At least. As a matter of fact, it has 40 sifrim. Okay. Abraham Yakenel Yosef. Okay. Shay. Chav Dalet. Hanos is Kavera Lo Yitzav a Revach and my Karen Viasa Kulo Karen. The Shem Lo Yia Kol Kach Revach and inside Dalton Men a Ribis. Okay. So you can't do it. You can't do it. So far, so good. Look at this. Vichain. Lo Yitin Lo Mos Betaras Esik O Shutfus. Vichtov Osam Milvet. Shema Yomas, Vinimsa Hashtar Biyara Yorish, Vigova Vos Haribis. So all of a sudden, this is a split. The Mechaba split, it's based on the Rambam, split everything in half. Okay? Now, it's interesting. In the Resha, he didn't say Shema Yomas, right? Which the Gemara Shema Yomas. Interesting. Okay? Fine. What did he say, rather? There won't be so much Revach. Didn't say Shema Yomos. The Sefer, where does it come from? Where does it come from? It's not based on Shas. The Resha is Shas. So it's interesting. There's a question. It's based on the Rambam, Perkei Alochayud. This is just a quotation verbatim. So it's a little strange. Strange. Let's take a look at the Torah. Whenever you see a Shulchan Aruch, things are strange. The best place to look is the first place to look is in the Torah. Please turn to the Torah. Yeah, Kuf Ayin Zayin Chav Dalet. Hanos, and with me it's page Tov Kuf Yud Dalet in this print. Hanos in Nitzchol Lachaver Lo Yitzarav HaRevach HaMakeren V'yasim Imenu Kulo Keren. The Shem lo yia kol kach b'revach, v'nimtza nota mimenu ribis. Okay, so far it's verbatim in the Shulchan Aruch from the Rambam. V'chein, Lo yichtav alav shtar chov. The kevan sheinu mefurish b'shtar shu iska. Him can't have that called milve. It'll be treated as a milve. Okay, and then what happens? The karav l'schav arachach lehefsin. I feel histam b'neim al peh. Sheichalko revach b'neim lo mahani. The basa shtar zinon. Have the kula milve in the shtar. V'ne yochel likach b'menu shum revach. That's how the Torah explicates what we have over here in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Beis Yosef over here talks about this. Quotes the first because that's the Gemara. V'chein, kloma, afilu me'akeran levado. In other words, before we said you're going to add 120 to the assumed profit. Now we're saying no. If it's an iska and you just assume 100, whatever number you write. No. Came in a first pistachio whisker. Have the cooler milvet. For when if said I call the yokos and ligvos, call a karen, I cost the pistar. No, you tell Shim Rebach. There's a big problem in our Bismanazeh. People write a star. They don't write down a heteriska. They say on the side heteriska. It's no good. Against the Gemara. Why? Because he guaranteed all the money. It's all a loan. But since half is really a business, a pikkud, and if it gets lost, you don't deserve it, it'll be a disaster. Rama writes this in. Flonosin tam zeh shenosin rabbeinu, and the katam adin arishin, shu shem yomus, people of Nea Yorosh, vigvos, and rivus shem hayafsin v'esik, hula balamos hafsin maksa v'yorosh, and yodeyat, na shem v'nehem v'go v'kosh ta'ayin and maksa klum, ma shim v'dvorov, en achinami, shenoto revach kifi ma shisnu, shere lo osu el kadesh lo yito la yorosh ribis, hu ilav hay chashash amuta hoya. Nu, rabbeinu, shu shem v'fashit le rabusash min harambam, Tafilu lo yigve ele keren efshes sheyibo iser. I'm a pshita shenegover ever klav tzarachin. So he's bothered by the way the Rambam phrased it. Okay, the footnotes kuflametes lefizeh he says and the iser ribis al iser gzela shemachayves hamakabel ba'achrayes hapikodem shenivsad. Right? No one knows this in Isco. It's assumed to be avah. I'll take the keren. No ribis. There is no ribis. Just taking the keren. But I'm not entitled to the keren. Because half it was a pikodon, and it went down in value, so I'm over on Isak Zela. That's what it says. Isak Zela. Wow. Interesting, because, you know, we don't find Isak Zela floating around over here. Anyway, in the tour, just laying it up. It's a shalom. Okay. Let's take a look now in the Shulchan Aruch again. Now that we saw the tour of the Beis Yosef with the footnote Kuf Lamentes, back to the Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look and see the Taz. Taz Lamed Gimel. The Torah Kosov. V'chein lo yichtav lo v'shtar chov. T'kevin em v'furish b'shtar sh'viska ha'va le'kav milva l'kav l'star. V'afilu histu b'neim v'al peh. V'bos ha'shtar zina ha'va le'kul ha'milva. Koshet im kein. Mash me'ev shi av sh'yesh revach. Osu dikach osu. Can't take the revach. V'amayim revu gemara. Tisu shema yelo ye revach. It should be Yisuk Zela, right? He's going to take money which he's not entitled to. Tam koshem hashem v'atam shema yomus the noten for yipol hashtar kam yisod v'afilu limuchai osu dikach ribis kazeh. Nirbi d'ratur Tchila amar hanosin iska lachaver lo yitzav haken in my revach. Pirish. So yichta b'shtar loshen zeh. Reuven kibul mishimun tzach ploni ken my revach. De b'zeh nichom loma shebederech iska kibla. Mikolok amish isu mitzav shezok af a revach lekeren. Efshe lo yeh kokach revach. He didn't say lova, he said kibel. The word kibel is very, very malleable. Kibel could be anything, right? It could be lova, it could be pikon, it could be isk, could be anything. Kibel. So someone who sees the star will be warned, don't take anything for granted. V'chakach kosav shelo yichtav afilu akeren l'chub derech shtar chov. He borrowed that amount of money. Lo shnavo hatam kevin she'efshu l'tbo kol akeren afilu mi'efshu b'keren v'yaf ligvos kol no v'af alpish yesh edem shizeh Shanasa Biska, Mikomakom, Kemish Eshtar, Mavura, Batnayan, Mavura, Rakbal Pe, the Kemish Eshtar, the Fanenu, Shayucha Ligvos, Kolakem, Miluo, Avshi Hefset, have the car of the Schav, Rachel Hefset. No, what's he using? Zela? I don't think he's using. You don't use the words car of the Schav to talk about Zela. You begin to wonder that footnote may not be correct. Shemachi, Avshi Ain Shem Hefset, Yeshtar Yisir, Mishtar, Bachs, Ligvos, Bo. Again, I don't think it should be considered to be Gezer, it should be considered to be Ribbis. I saw the Chelkos Binyamin. It's a Kotten Reish Hay. It says that the Isser is Ribbis, not Gezer. Not Gezer. Okay, fine. Of course, the question becomes, he says over here, that's the problem. If that's the case, Rabbi Osai, what do you need Shema Yomos for? It's a problem without Shema Yomos. So take a look at the Chavos Das. I think the Chavos Das, not so simple. Kuf Ayin Zayin Chof Beis. Here we go. Chof Beis. Ayin Taz. Kavonos Zvarov that Turkos of Shnei Chalukos. Sheitzar of Kerenim HaRevach. Ashenish liyichtav shtar means even for the carrot, if you look at Lashon Alvo. V'siyei, shloyit l'shem revach. U'mekora, sover ataz de tavay u'koi. Al zem mak shemei ashas. Demucha demuta b'chayav likach ha-revach. U'taret. Derak ha-seif u'koi. Hodos likach ha-revach. Kevan shekosav l'shem shtar. Ava b'chaluka rishona, shetziv revach ha-keren, because of stam, Tichon lama v'derech iska kibla mutlikach ribbis. Rak she'asa lasas ken nechatchila shem shem ayomus. That's the case, he says. Kama v'chavet zorech loma the high shem ayomus areishakoi. This is difficult. Areishakoi. What does it say? The words shem ayomus, the last line of Shchiv Chav Dalim, is not just going in the case, the second case. We give an Asik a Shutfas and Yichtim Nocham Bilva Shem Yomus, even the Resha. And was this called the Chaver, the Yitzar, the Revach, the Makem, the Yaskul, the Kem, Shem Yikol Kach Revach, and the Ribbis, also means Shem Yomus. Now, I love that, that's what the Gemara says. But the Mechaber is not Mashmah that way. So I'm saying, I'm not complaining from the Gemara's perspective. In the Lashon of the Mechaber, it's really not so posh. Take a look, if you will, in the Pisachet Shuvah. Sivkot and Vav. Dogon Mervava, quotes the Bach. The Makabel wrote, Sasri Ledvar Bechoshet Mishpah. What does that mean? What are they talking riddles? Read the Dongle Merav itself. Everyone said the Dongle Merav? Divri Abach Kan Sasri Ledvar Bechoshet Mishpah. Shom Ashik Chuvas Arash. There's two Chuvas in Arash, Peches and Peches. Also, Likach HaRibbis. Can't take the Ribbis. Abel Eves Dabba Tamua. Echav Shalom HaShasur Ramim Furish B'Chuvas Arash. Elsewhere in Choshen Mishpah, Shem Shimon Ayamod, Ayachav Litan Arevach, and the Rosh is over there, Ruben Ashtar and Shimon. So you can take it if he agrees that he made that much money, you're allowed to take it. Why not? Kosher Regelt. All right? The Kitzah is a bunch of questions. Chenil is the item, skipping 10 lines. She'af im hoya kosa b'tshuvas Rosh. Which he didn't have. On the side it says Ayin Beis. Habach Choshen Mishpat Shem Kosov the Tshuvazu Lo Nitpasu B'Tfusim Ayishanim. If you are nearer Lo Horesu Negat Eni Adokam Merivava. Oh, that's it. He didn't have it. Even if such a Tshuv exists, Mikol Lo Koy Rak Al Tchilas Divrei Arash Hechash Tzir Faribus Em Akerim Hechash Kosov Rak Akerim. Valiska hisna ba'peh, but also rush lascha chatchila. Of a viyasa, we boy shemut l'kabel in malov v'lor with no se rotsin atov. And I feel the chayav halov l'itin chatzirah l'kafiyat tonight. You have to do it. So that's the dogal meravava. The dogal meravava. Fine. Good. Good. Now let's go a little bit further. We're in the Bris Yehuda, those are Bris Yehuda. We're finally in Hilchos Iska, which we started yesterday. none too soon. Klalei Iska. Ha'ara Lamed Zayin. Let's just say as follows. I read what he says on top. L'yosef b'shtas kuma m'shur l'chalko b'revach v'yisabas chumechot im ha'keret. That's our Gemara. Afilu m'yichlev ha'shtar b'loshen iska u'masim b'alpeh shen lo yelo kachol g'revach b'ek ma'iska al do yitlo m'meno kima g'yelo. He may die, that's him, right? Elam ken istimo b'fnei eidim o shekosat lo ken b'shtar. Who said so? Rabbeinu Yeruchim. He writes, the Kosev Shemes in Harol HaMatzayim, page Tov Kufn and Beis, in the bottom half. In Kosev Shpeferish Beshtar, the Yomel Lei Lohavi Ravcha, Mamen also Mutter. See in Beis Yosef, the Poshenu, Ulechor Tamua Bemes, my Kamashin Rabbeinu Yeruchim. And we came in Shekosev Beshtar, Shechelik Me'aschum Ha'u B'Torah Zerevach, Shuv ain't can't keep us Rafa Akarna. After the Kamash Malon, Tafil Kozel came, Bishtar Achemutur. Tavikil Mistam if they ate him. Bechen Masha Bishar Deh Bashem Bashem Bashav Yakov. That's what he's saying. This happens in Maisa Bechol Yom. Maisa Bechol Yom. He writes some kind of a regular promissory note. And you have a different piece of paper which says it's Al Derech is Heteriska. That's not how Pashtada works. That's the same Pshat in the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Does it really, really work? Ube the Eved on top. Elohista ki im bal peh yesh osam litol ha-revach imenu. Dogo mirabov we just saw. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Not clear completely. But he writes over here as follows. Second, please. Okay. He's saying that ideally, the Marshag, we've had the Marshag before about the Shibud Nechaz and Shibud Aguf. The last line of this page, She'avim also Shtar Iska B'Nifrod Yesh Lebal Nefesh Nizor L'Chatchila. You should not do that. Have one shtar with a promissory note straight and an additional shtar heteriska. He says it's not good lechatchila. This is the last line of page Taknab. It's Ha'ora Lamed Ches. It's not good lechatchila. Okay.
What if it's like one piece of paper?
Oh, very good. In Ha'ora Mem Beis, what should he write? Okay. Listen carefully. Who are then in Kosav Iska Besof Ashtar? Yoshal, exactly. Afa Pisha Yocho Lechatcho Velikvos Bekuf Ashtar. You'll cut it off. Badit. Cut it off. We have the Sukkos in the Gemara there. I don't know. Gaia is in the Shtar. Logara Mehista Bifnei Eidim. So the Eidim cut it off. They say, well, there are Eidim here. What happened to the bottom? Oh, it fell. It fell down. It somehow just happened to fall through a paper slicer. It fell exactly. Whatever. So that's what he says over here. That's what he says. Then he quotes that the Tuv Tam V'Das, Adu Akama Reish Ches, Kosa B'Shem Achav Azdas. You look it up for me when you have a chance. Tuv Tam V'Das, I'm not sure what the Chavas Das is. It could be heard from the person. I don't know. Possible. I think they're contemporaries to some a little bit. I think. Lesser after shtar b'fnei atzmo, sheyochol lichbosh hashtar iska v'yigle b'shtar stam. I guess that's if the malv is holding on to the shtar iska and the loaf is not holding on to it, you're going to put it in the garbage. Wow. Ooh. Okay. Show me the source. That's a chiddush. Anyway, he says it's even a shepherd star is no good, even with the Yevon, if the Nosin is holding on to it. I guess if they make a copy and give the other copy to the Makabel, which makes sense with their mutual, how should we say it, pronouncements in the on each side. Whatever. This is what he suggests over here. Oh, escrow. Let's see. Where's the shach? So we'll talk over to the shach. Where's the shach?
Maybe what's the time of best adding?
If I have a shtar, says I owe you $1 million. Stop. I write another shtar, that $1 million is a heter iska. If you have both shtaris, you'll produce the first one and hide the second one. It's no good. That's what he's saying. Where's the shach on escrow? Memches.
Sorry,
Memzai. Because the better Gabbais, Shema Ritva, the Mistabi, Menech Shtar, Yad Shlish, Sulek Alamechash, the Midi, Vishari, give it an escrow, it's a Ritva and a Samaches. Okay, correct. Once we're here, take a look in another Sugir, Rabbi Osai. Another Sugir. The Taz earlier. This is also important. Yes, sir.
Why is it such a big deal the word of Hayim Shtar? So the halacha, the mice is not going to be much of a difference whether you have a heter iska or you have a shtar grivus. So
what is the difference? Heter iska gives me the opportunity to say I lost it. It was nena. I have certain ways out. It's the right to go.
With the requisite
shwa. Whatever. But it's still a difference. You have to have a way out. If it's not way outable, it's a problem of ribbis.
It's a ribbis, but you had a way out. We're never going to force that anyway. So, is it a
mamonist
problem or a
ribbis
problem?
I think it's a ribbis problem. I have no way out. Tell them I had a way out with a shwa. Sure, I wouldn't take advantage of it. So why? I could if I want. I could bring Adam, and we'll get to that details as we go. That's what I think it means. I think it's a ribbis problem. I think so. Rabosai, over here we have in Sif Tezayin. Imchiev Atzmalos Lemava Kach Vakach Bachol Shavua Baot Shemakov Yimonim with the Rivers Gemura. This is a double poshet, right? Every week I'll give you X dollars. It's rent. That's the Shuvah that was the rent. Rent. I'm renting $100 for a dollar a week. That's Easter Rivers Doraisa. Afa Gav the Kos of Lokach Vakder Knas. We spoke about it a while ago. Comes along the Taz Chaf Aleph. Mikan shebechol haterem sheosim v'alvos kagon iska. Oh, hater iska. V'chiotibo. Also, lahaske b'shtar kitzur b'chol shavua. Even at the risk, you can't say, I'll give you a dollar a week. So I said, Taz, why? Why should that be so? The Nekudas HaKesef doesn't understand it. The Nekudas HaKesef writes, li nira dehecha deyesh heter, heter riska, mutal lahaske shavua. V'shani ocha dein kan heter. Av kshikosu b'shtar riska, kamo b'zmaneinu, mutal lahaske shavua, v'chein ha-minik. The minik is that way. Come back to this as we go. Nara Bosai, let's take a look, if you will, in the Chavis Das, Kufay and Zion, end of Sivkotan Zion. End of Sivkotan Zion. Here we go. Let's go. We're also going. On the rots and the hemots. The last two lines. Ochen ba'osan iskos. The last two lines. Shemefasher atzmo. Liten kach v'kach lemeo. Famosi lemekach. It's a very important word. It's mefasher. The word, who's seen the word hispashrus yet? Anyone seen the word yet? No one's seen it. It's coming out of your ears before next week is over. Hispashrus. Rav Mendel of Krakow. It's Takanas Maram, aside from the games with the Eidim, with the Shvua, on the Keren and the Rebbe, respectively, he said they made something called Hispashus. Hispashus from Loshon Pshara. It means as follows. that look, whatever. Look, I'm giving you the money of Iska. You keep half. Half the profit belongs to you because we understand what that means. But instead of doing it in real life, we decide we'll make a sum. We'll pick a sum. So I'll give you $100. End of the day, I say like this. You know what? You give me 110. Keep the rest of that for yourself. Of course, we're assuming we're all optimists. Should I be optimists that they're going to make at least 10% or maybe 20% because it's only on the Pekod Nechmar. Keep the rest. That's Rav Mendel. His pashrus. That's back to the Chavazaz. But also in Isk, there's two lines of Zion. Shema fashra atzli to the kach v'kach l'meya v'amosu yedem v'kabel. Havei ka'omer mosu shlish b'scharcha the mutter. Kamosha kosev ha-shachs of cotton test. Amra tzorach lo malo. Shia zeh b'shar tarcho. So you got to tell him, listen, mister. 100, I'm giving you, you're going to give me back 110 and keep the rest. And that rest that you keep, that's shar tarcho. Rebbeinu shalom, who said there is a rest? Who says there is a rest? Rebbeinu da'alma kulam. What is going on over here? What's going on? Impossible. How can it be? So now let us turn our attention now to our first inkling as to what really is happening in real life. Does everyone have the sma in the back of the Shulchan Aruch? Everyone has, right? I think all Shulchan Aruchs have the kuntras of sma.
Where is it?
If you have my version, I tell you what it's in my version. At the Mechon Yerushalayim. The kuntras of sma, right after the Chavaz Das, comes Sesma, the next thing. You don't have it in yours? You don't have it? Uh-oh. I put it in my Makomas, I assumed everybody had it. Huh? Debre Sofim has the whole thing in it. Oh, we have a lot of Debre Sofims around. There's one of mine. Take one, please. Right there, down here, under the paw. Yeah. Bottom, the very bottom. No. The bottom. Okay. Who else has access to this? Who else has my Shulchan Aruch? So we have two. What do you have? Shulchan Aruch.
Right after.
Oh, that may have. Does Kuntres Hasma in it? You don't Kuntres Hasma? Okay. So look on with either Divrei Sofim. Everyone should be able to look on the Kuntres Hasma. We don't have such a humongous crowd today. We've just rearranged things. Everyone can get their hands on the Kuntres Hasma. Okay, let's start from the beginning. Mutar le'adam lomar l'chaveiro. Helecha me'ez uven be'iska palga baga palga be'hefsit. Vim toma shefsadata o shelo hervachta be'vos os tishava le'yishua chamura v'yishua sa shudfin.
Rabbi, where are you?
Kutcha sa sma. Oh, derech aruka. You don't have derech tzara? Oy, oy, oy. There's derech aruka and derech tzara. Tzara comes first, followed by aruka. Aruka's not that long. Does anybody serve us both?
No, only one.
Which one does it have? The first one is mutter.
It looks pretty good. We have the one up here, Dvus Gorsha.
1 minute, hold on.
To the very end of the sequence.
I think you have the... Yep. So, 1 sec. No, mutter, you have it. The next page. It's on the page 3 of it. Paragraph, you see it? It's there. The Dibre Sofim has it, and the Big Shulchan Aruch has it, so we should have enough to go around for everybody, okay? Probably your computer has it too, for that matter. Imagine. Again, let's start from the beginning. Mutla de lama lechaver helecha me'ezuv v'iskan pagam agam pagam b'efsit. Im toma shefsadat al shalor v'achta b'mosu os tishav l'ishua chamura l'ishua sa shudfin v'sorli l'schar chod v'amolo miyu afilu b'kol shu sagi k'shis nimo t'chilas ha'esik al kach v'yashvaz amagam. Fine. Here it says Shua, only Shua, nothing about Eden. This is what the Shalot accepted. The Shalot also lived at that time of the day. You know, that he was also lived at that time, you know, in history. He said, only Shavua, he never didn't like Eden. Shamati, base. She has no again, she knows no scar molo cloud. And the Shomolo, Omanos the Makabel, Betchilas Esek, Habrari Biotcha, Litany Chatzia Rever Shetarviach, O Litany. That's his pashrus. The rest you can keep. Meredith, you're gonna make a profit to the money coming out of your ears. And part of that money will be schatircha. Usirlu. Tavi kilo oman osin mechilas esek. And he mekabal alai palga behefs tilso bi agar de mutter. Fein tzor din schar mola. Mefur shigamara said mechtesam enal. Lav dafka tilso bi agar. It was a mekabal notal trey tilso bi agar. And I feel that omar rebech asirius ha esek ibe schar de mutter. So lead on that. Yep. Fine. Yordea. Reish kufay and zayin. Shulchan aruch se bezen gil. Fine. Lanias daiti nira deita di double raya. It's wrong. To hosam im yeh revach yeh mashiyeh. No to me revach al kapodim asiris. At least the tenth. That was that deal. Mashaykin bezeh our case. Dim lo reviach yosem arboim zuhuvim. Azai kolkim yachad arboim zuhuvim. I make out of 40, you get 20, I get 20. And there'll be nothing left for the schar tircha. Uvazela matzina dehetiru. It's not like Moses, the Shmischar, which is what the Chavaz asked. Chavaz asked against Kutras Asma, it's unusual. It's not like Moses, but the Pirish Rashi. Read the whole Rashi. Quotes to Gemara. I'm just skipping because we have no time. Okay? Fine. It's only Moses, like Shiyeshlo Esek Acher, that's the riff in the Rosh Pshat, skipping 10 lines at least. Look at Mavata Mine Machash Shut Fuso. The Rosh says Beferish. It's in similar Mates in the Rosh. Okay? And Tosis is a different shot. This was Tosis we saw. Why Tosis? It says as follows: Hocha kilu rabbanan shem the shchichi tuva shemos shlish. That's the last line of Tosis. Harele fonecha the sfilah the chuli ama filu rav lo hit the vazeh im lo shi'el lo either esek acher the shchichi tuva. No, excuse me. Lo she esek acher. Something is funny over here. Is there a typo? Both, and the bottom here says, "Kolom hashichutz l'mashe tzol yud esek acher gam tzarch yeshutfus yedavah shushchichi tuva shimosa shlish." Really, need both? Whatever. You need it's certainly need either. He's saying you need both. I don't know where that comes from. Okay, that's Peter Megel. Because kolom afatim kemat kolom afatim mashpich and yosef mishlish. Hashegem b'mishtat b'yisro dene b'tuach al areva chokach. Yosef Rebbeim Zuvim, who says they have 40% revach? That's a lot of revach. Become a billionaire if you had 40% in return. Therefore, I think that I'm right and they're wrong. Period. Atka. So I want to show this for two reasons. Number one, that the concept of Ispashus exists. And number two, that the Sma, as against the Chavaz Das, says you have, that it's not enough to say Moser. There may not be any Moser. There may not be any Moser at all. That's Pashup Shot. Sounds like he's right. Sounds like he's right. I don't see how to get out of this. I don't know. Because usually the Schumer is Pashus. I'm quoting now over here. This is the Bris Yehuda. That's I went for a moment from Perek Lamed Hey for a moment to Perek Lamed Vov. He'ora Yud Zayin. He quotes this idea. He says, "It's no good. It's no good." And he says, looking for a particular quote. So it would not be allowed. And if you look in the Chokhmah Sodom, I think that's where it's coming from. He says that there is a quote: "The kaven shekoven tschuma is pashus b'schum shebederech klal ena magil the tschuma revach hareze kitzad echad beribus." In other words. If the amount of profit you actually make is more than his pashrus, would not be ribbis, because that extra moser is chartircha. If not, then it's ribbis. It's tzarecha beribbis. And we pass tzarecha beribbis is also. Fine.
Isn't that against Tosfos? Isn't that against Tosfos who says that's why tzarecha beribbis is biyachal?
not be Yotchai.
So that's why it's against. Tosu says it's not case in Tzedek HaBrimis.
It's only what? This is me say it's worse Tzedek HaBrimis. Yeah, I hold this. I'm not sure what that point. Hold on a second, please. Out of the pile there. Good point. Sure. I'll check that out later. I don't want to spend time. Bottom line is, the Chorot should be awesome. The Chorot should be awesome. I don't see how it's... How can it be good? How can it be good? I don't know. Not sure. Minchas pitim kotz devot shekeim shekotz v'nischum espashus b'schum shevederach klal ena magia l'schum arevach or is it katzad echad beribis? You say it's worse than tzadach beribis. So kash on the sefer minchas pitim, which is the sefer on Shulchan Aruch, quoted here in the Bris Yehuda, Perek Lamed Vav, Sif Yud Zayin. Oh, but now he says, look back on Perek Lamed Hey where we started from, Ha'or Nun Dalim, and that goes to a Ramo. See, the Rama was a generation before the Sma, and before the Maram Avigdors, Mikrako. But yet, in the days of the Rama, they already had this idea of a kind of a hispashus. So I'm going to read you out, thank you very much for putting out the Chuvah Rama. Very complicated story. Woo, boy, I can read it. It's 6 pages of big print. Whatever it is, there were 3 guys took on a 4th partner. His name is Ruvain. And they took 800 Zehuvim. And he gets a quarter of the pundik that we have of the hotel we own in the particular city. Okay? And he has a share whether it goes up or goes down. Chas v'shalom. But, im on the roads, im yichol l'salko berevach chofei Zehuvim mikol me'ah. We give him a 25% profit. Until next year. And the whole discussion. And they said, one thing is it ribbis, not ribbis? So on page 3 of 6, there's a paragraph which starts the word rock. Whoa, he's saying over here, it's our first indication of a quote heteriska of kulo pikono. We're going to have to talk about that also at some length. The word iska itself by definition means chati nil v'chati pikono, like more kuftalit. But this was the case of kulon, lo hashem alvo klal, rak shabrera biyad halova, using the word lova, litin lo min arevachim shikabal min apunduk revach chafei mimea, ushar revach yikabal liatzmo, have a kenosin mos the one of the max is char palga baga tritusa behaves it or palga behaves it tritusa biaga the shor the chuliyama after you look at law brera halova miat shari toses and pegas and nashu ufda the grav ilish peri. This is the original source of heteriska. It's not half and half in this case. The idea of hispashrus didn't start with Mendel of Krakow, it already started in the Ramo. And the Sma has it as well. The Sma was a contemporary of Mendel Mikrak. This is where the word espashus has its origins. Before this, Chuvas Ramosim and Pei, I don't know anywhere else where it's found. Because I saw it in the Sfar, and they did quote this in the Quantity, which comes earlier. Oh, but the Ramah is bothered by Akash. The Ramah quotes the famous Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Who remembers Rabbeinu Yeshaya? We had him, right? We had him. Let's open up again and see him. In the tour, Kuf Ayin Zayin, Siv Vav, Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Kothar Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Shlo hitiru ela iska lemachzis schar belo ktsitsa alam kotas bedava yodua afilu lem kol achrayas ala nosen osu mishuv de merze kemilva berivis vasi lachlufi berivis kemuru. Two things. Looks and lachluf. Fine. That's Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Frek the Ramam against Rabbeinu Yeshaya. And Shulchan Aruch quotes Rabbeinu Yeshaya in Tzivav. Rabbeinu asked Akash against himself. Again, page 3 of 6. After the fundamentals of the Ispashis, he says, Al Tikshev Rabbeinu Yeshaya, yeah, Yeshloma, Tekan Shani, Me'acha Shetola Habrera, Ala Mekabla Betchila. They have a right to choose, right? Either give them the revach or give them a fixed amount of 25. That's not the case of Rabbeinu Yeshaya. There's no choice. You had to give him 25. He had a choice. Give him the real revach or 25. Says the Heliger Ramah, Im kein lo havi el tzad echad mit isur de osi lachlufi beribis v'zeh luchul yam ha-shar. Tzad echad beribis is a machlokes. Tzad echad be osi lachlufi beribis is mut. When you say Kash, so Sadaq is what? If you can't control it, you can't control it.
Can?
So that's good. Here it's good. Because you can't control it. You have a choice of the two. Here it's maybe a problem. The Milchas Pitim, again, maybe that's a bit of a problem. Look at, you get the Milchas Pitim, you see what's a quote, what's a paraphrase. I don't want to say anything until we see that, if you can find it. Okay? That's what he says. That's what he says. Oh. Fine. This is what the Ramah says. The Heilige Ramah, Shuvah Peis. It's on fall of anyone to look at. But now, this Rabbeinu Yeshaya itself is a problem. Open up, if you will, to the Taz, Kufay and Zayin, Sifkot and Yud Beis. Take a look. The Taz, Kufay and Zayin, Sifkot and Yud Beis. See what it says. The Mechaber Sivav quotes Rabbeinu Yeshaya. See it inside. Nos and Mos Yiska leMachzis Schar veKotas veDav Yadua Afilu Kol Achrayas al Nosim Osu. And Rabbeinu Yeshaya says some matter against Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Petur Rabbeinu Yeshaya Merzik Kenul veRibis Os Lachlufi veRibis Gemurim. Yesh Etva Minol de Rabbeinu Yeshaya Things Like Zerim Nafshei. Mashal Yiska Nitzem Betalmud Vesu. Hello, Harbi, I tell him the Mitzvah be posted on Armin and the Mill, also the Kluv River is Gama. And here is the IT period to a Shire of Elba Zeh. Listen to this. It's critical. The also the Makabal or Iska, Loma, Lenos and Iska, the Machs of Schar, Shekonim in Menu Chelik Berevach. Shu al Sofek Adain Mashiach, who Yachlis Atzel be Sofek, Vitan Lo Dova Kotzel Elba Zeh. But Elba Zeh, he wore the Hatter Khan, she ain't Shemibis Khan. I'll take a chance. I'll buy what's in that box for $10. It could be worth $100, it could be worth zero. That is that. I'll buy a closed box for $10. Where do you get it from? Often a Gemara, Rabosai. An often a Gemara. Zelomar Rabbi Yeshaya Michachiri Narshoi. Oh boy, that's where we left off. On Samaches Samad Aleph. Chachiri Narshoi. Open up Rabbi Osai. It's the next Gemara on Samaches. After the Shtar Mechuznoi. Remind me, Mechuznoi, Narshoi, Papanoi. Yeah? Says the Heilige Gemara. Chachiri Narshoi de Kasi Hochi. Mashkan Le Planya Ari Le Planya. What's this? Rashi. Chakiri, a mekabel son of Mechavi Abbasorah Kur and Lashonah. Bein tasa arbe bein tasa mat. Right? You take this field. And I want 10 kurim. Rest you can keep. Chakiri na shoy shiu bale batim. Malvin mos la niye. Also those saying. What I mean? The poor guy needs a loan. I'll lend you. And you give me the field as a collateral. Guess what? For chosen the chok and also the hem. V'kach barach korin l'shana. Now I make a second deal. I'll give you the ani back the field to be a choker, and you'll give me 10 korin for the year. What's wrong with that? Should be nothing wrong with this. Two deals, each of which is perfectly legitimate. Right? I'll lend you without any ribbis. And now, a different deal about a chakira. With a kof. Right? Yeah. Says the Gemara like this. Chakira shod kasi yochim. Mashli panar leplanim hoda chakir minei. Emas kino. Rashi. Malva lahach soda de aknin the alay lebalim betoras chakirus. Yeah. Aknin the alay. One second. Nimso no tel ribbis kitsutsa. Shari ein toreach bo af im tilka lo yafse michaki rusa klum. It's not like an oris who gives a percentage. I got my guaranteed 10 kurim. My guaranteed 10 kurim is mamash ribbis. Says the Gemara, v'ho idna tukokas v'hochi kanina mine v'shehina kama idni v'hodar chakra k'dei shotin al elsa t'elom and shabadami v'la milsi. The Gemara try to separate them. Shidna kama idnin b'yana malve the also who the akal ben akiyase the other chagam idei shabadam the kesh all the other they love him came the shaya gabe the akal plat shnin mali over by you mali chakwe la milsi no even that's wrong that's wrong she can't do it that's a gemara comes the taz and says look this gemara is a source for a bein yishai let's go in the taz and take it slow quotes it over here it's quoted in kuf samach dalid. Why? It's like Haromas Ribis. Take a look, if you will, if you have a Beis Yosef, the beginning of Kuf Samach Dalet. That's where he quotes, I told you, Kuf Ayin Zayin is our primary sin. Not an exclusive. Kuf Samach Dalet, the beginning. Hamam lechaveru al sadeu. Also, lazal laskiru lo v'dav v'kotz al l'shana. Afilim kotz v'shtash ha'asa bin ha'am. Yadamavas man rav. That's the last part of the Gemara. Kol shachikru alalov. Fine. Says the Beis Yosef Chakira Nashoi. Right? Doesn't work because of the Rambam. She'ein ala haromas ribis. So it's the Ramban and the Rashba. Rashi says ribis gemura. But Rav Poskim say it's haromas ribis. Okay? That's what the Beis Yosef quotes over here. Says the Taz. Yeah. Hainu name de kamasei. Vim kenesh adiv rabbi Yeshaya. Mok or mina Talmud. Whoa, it's such an important Taz. The Taz is saying like this. What's pshat over here in this din? Nosan mos yisko the max ischar. We make a deal, it's typical yisko, right? It's a deal, half mil and half pikon. Good. So what's going to happen at the end of the day? Leave out fake around. For real. For real. I give you $100. Half mil, half pikadon. What happens for real? 50, I get back automatically, the 50 mil. And the 50 pikadon, I get back 40, 50, or 60. For real, no shtick. It really happens. Okay? We're optimists. I assume there's going to be a revach of at least 10. Right? So, which means a revach of 20 altogether, 10 on the pikadon. So I'll make you a deal. A two-step deal. The first part of the deal is this isko straight. I give you 100, you give me back 110. Why? 50, I mean, maybe 110. We'll assume this will be an optimist. We have a spacious of 10. So therefore, you give me back 50 for the loan. You're going to give me back another 60, right? Why are you giving back another 60? Because my picardon made, right? This profit you give me. So if there's no shtick, we'll just, at the end of the day, see what it is. I'll get back either 90, 100, 110. Right? As we said before. Now, we'll make a new shtick. Look. I'm conservative. I'm risk averse. I want at least 10. You, on the other hand, you're a riverboat gambler. You think, this 100, I'll make it into a million. Lottery ticket, $1 million. When I say, you never know, is that anyway, so we'll make a deal. We have no idea if there'll be loss, even profit. I, the mocher, will buy that unknown for $10. That's how the Taz is explaining what we call the Schumas Pasha. This is very important. That's what he's saying over here. And the reason why it's not allowed is because it's a problem of Chakira and Arshoy. Two guys are doing two deals. First is the deal of Iska. That's deal number one. That's done. Now doing a reverse deal where I gave you the money initially. We're making a new deal. You're going to guarantee me back 10. I'll let you keep the rest. It's comparable to Chakir and Arshoy.
But what was he
going to
make from the field otherwise?
Huh?
Wasn't the field going to be Yasser from the fold otherwise? You're not going to make any money from the field from the match in addition to the fold.
You're talking about the Gemara?
Yeah.
In the Gemara's case, the match have to worry about Nak Yasser, but not, that's one studio I promise, believe that, I'm not going to touch. Because if you sing at the Mashkin, we'll be until maybe till Shchodesh El at least, maybe beyond.
But isn't it then not comparable to what the Taz is bringing up? Because the Taz is saying that...
No. They took care of the Nak Yasser, whatever, the rumors of the Mashkin per se was taken care of. That's not obvious. However, it was taken care of. Mashkin, the Surah, the Nak Yasser, they'll 10 different kinds. That's not our worry. Or is on the rebound. There's an additional deal of Chakira for year. It's the additional deal. It doesn't look right. It's Haram HaShrip. It looks fishy. Here too looks fishy. We have a deal of Max Yisrael. Fine. That itself is harmless. Straight Isk of the Gemara. But then we make a deal, an additional secondary deal. You know what? I, the Mocha, I want to have some kind of guarantee. I'll let you keep $1 million proud if you make it. Just give me 10. So it's a second deal. That is comparable in some ways. It's a precedent. It's late. I didn't even see. Chakir and Arshoy is a precedent for Rabbeinu Yishai. I wasn't looking at the clock. We'll have to stop here. That much tomorrow. We'll continue with the Zinyan. Thank you for being a few minutes late.
It could be that Rashi is whether he's got some...
Yeah.